Help me. Help. I see you in help. I see you in help.
This week I'm bringing a little slice of LA to you guys. We're going to be looking at Gwyneth Paltrow's company, Goop.
Okay. Isn't she about to have a Netflix show?
Yeah, that's also why.
Oh, great.
We're bringing it up.
The empire continues.
Who is she? Is she the anti-autism or anti-vaccine blonde actress? It's like six blonde actresses who look like her who just are against vaccinations, and I confuse a lot of them.
Right. No, a lot of these people look exactly like
her. Yeah, exactly.
A lot of evil looks and sounds
That's her, right? She's like the anti-vaccine person?
I think she's anti-vax. I don't know if she's anti-autism.
Like six of them. One of them was like
She's not pro-research science.
You know what I mean?
I imagine things that are backed by the medical community.
Blonde is like 15 blonde acts have all
she's
been.
She's pro trying to start a conversation on things.
I really hate people who are like, listen, I'm not against vaccination. I'm just trying to start a conversation with...
Killing children. Child murder.
Yeah, I know.
Child murder.
I don't think the government's run by lizard people. I'm just child trying murder. To start a conversation. I just want to open the gates.
Is that a deal breaker?
Flat Earth. Is it real?
Yeah. She has kids. I don't know if she's vaccinated them. She has a kid named Apple or something. Yeah, Apple and Moses are her kids.
Oh, that's
name.
Great.
Apple and Moses. I'd be really pissed if I was Apple.
Right, Apple's like,
he gets Moses.
I can't help to be a...
He gets Moses, I get Apple.
A little snubbed here.
Yeah, Apple just kind of reeks of like naming your kid the first thing you saw that morning something. You couldn't come up with a name.
It was between Apple and hospital chair.
That's like some new age parent shit where it's like, we're going to let the kid name himself with his first word. And he's like, Apple.
There it is. That's his fucking...
Yeah. She was also in the news recently because, well, she always has a lot of controversies around her Goop company because she likes to get money. But she was in the news recently because she debuted that smells like my vagina candle or whatever.
Like her yeah, vagina like specifically or just like a vagina?
Oh, I think her specifically.
That's funny.
I kind of respect that more for some reason. Right? Vagina... Honestly, doesn't seem that difficult.
Because her vagina is like no, this is, no. Put this in your living room.
Yeah,
I want me to be.
This will save your house. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you that.
But no, have you guys ever? You guys never heard of Goop, the website?
I've never heard of the lifestyle
self help thing. It's turned into like an empire for her in the past 10 years.
Empire is such a evil term.
She has a Goop cruise now. She has her Netflix show. She has one of the top podcasts in the world.
Why are we not holding them accountable, by the way?
Huh? Netflix?
Why are we not holding them accountable? So just because they give Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle a special every year, they're allowed to just fund this bullshit?
Yeah. People talk about giving people a platform. That's,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Netflix needs to really start answering some fucking questions.
Yeah, because I saw the trailer for the show, and it's like, yeah, we're gonna look at energy healing and see if it works and all this other stuff.
He will die because of the show. Netflix will be fighting off lawsuits in the next year and a half.
There's too much like, listen, every medical treatment that works is a medical treatment.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
They go to school, they study.
There's literally no other like any alternative thing. If it worked, we'd be using it.
But
also, it's a new thing. And it's like, no, we use that 1,000 years ago, we didn't know anything, and now we use medicine to heal people.
Right.
You gotta admit, there's like no drama if it cures it 100%, right? Like if you have a TV show and you know you're like, I'm not sure if this person's gonna die. A lot of people are gonna tune in, right?
<That's true. laughs>
Like there's no drama.
Would be pretty high.
If you give a TV show of just getting 100%, you know, like. Cure pill or whatever.
Right.
We like that. We like suffering. I was talking to one of my coworkers the other day. Oh, it's crazy that Honey Boo Boo was like was legally like allowed.
Yeah. Why didn't the end be like a 2-minute clip and then it cuts with a SWAT team breaking into the house and taking that into a foster home.
I mean, that was...
literally, the whole nation watches. She's like, I like my go-go juice. She's like drinking Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it's like Mountain Dew and Red Bull and shit.
She's going to die.
Instead of
having
as much caffeine as 6 cups of coffee. I was like, we're watching a woman kill her child on TV.
I like my go-go juice. And we're all making fun of a child abuse victim. And we wonder how we elected Donald Trump. This is an awful country.
And that's crazy.
We're spitting in the face of white trash.
Wasn't even just the mom. Like, people writing like roast jokes about like a 7-year-old girl.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm Honey Boo Boo child. She's a literal. The key word is child.
Second grade. The key word
is her parental guardian pimped her out to reality TV shows.
You know why the show got canceled, right? So it got canceled because it was still really popular. It got canceled after like 3 seasons because it. It came out that the mom was dating a guy who had been convicted of molesting like 2 of her daughters, and she continued to date him after he got out of prison. And I think he was like in some of the episodes, and then it came out that like people went through the court case and found out like, oh yeah, this guy molested your daughters, still dating him. There was like a whole big scandal, and then they dropped. That was too much for us.
Right, that's when because I thought the first part would be like, well, this would be even spicier. The season 4 is about to be even better.
I thought that was the premise of the show. Products of incest.
Well, wait till we bring this on TLC. The ratings will be skyrocketing.
TLC is a crazy channel, man.
TLC is
the learning channel. That's what it stands for.
Yeah, and it's always just like a 700-pound woman. And you're like, oh, that's how they go to the grocery store.
Every show is just like, all right, let's find somebody poor, fat, or just fucking weird.
That's really America is just like, well, at least I'm not that guy. That's all that network is.
It's also,
remember there was just a show on TLC where it's just a bunch of little people? That's literally the premise, is it's just a family of little people, and they're like, that's it. They're like, what do we do? It's like, no, we just film...
How have we not gotten used to little people in this country?
You know, it felt weird.
There's like 15 shows of little people.
Is there that many little people shows? I haven't been paying that much attention.
There was kind of a weird
amount. There was a while, man. 2008 to like 2012.
I just remember seeing that TLC show, and it's just them like going to the store. I'm like, yeah, they're this is literally the equivalent of like a Sideshow Circus.
Is it wrong to say midget? I guess it's a little person.
You know, to be fair, the whole time I'm saying little person, I felt weird.
But you're not supposed to say midget.
I know you're not, but it did.
Are you not? Do you not say? Do you avoid saying?
Just try it. You know, it doesn't come up that much.
It's true.
Mainly because I don't get cut off by little people in traffic a lot. I'm not. I never feel the need to scream little person. Never. If 50 of them moved into my neighborhood,
that's probably true. I think traffic is probably the only place where it's like anything goes. anything you piss me off, I'm gonna attack. Even if you look like me, I'll start pulling out. I'm like, this is Nigerian ass. You cut me off in the video. I'll start pulling out shit I don't even know.
Yeah, I think that's the only time I ever heard my grandma use a slur was during a road rage incident.
What did she say?
The Asian slur.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is that a surprise?
No, not really. Well, a little bit.
Well, he's from Seattle. Yeah,
Washington.
Yeah, Washington. Yeah. Yeah, you guys don't have black people up there, right? So
right, that's the closest thing.
You went to
the
closest minority she had.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like...
Probably still mad. Probably uncomfortable around Italians.
Mad like Hawaiians.
Yeah, probably hates the Greeks or something. Just still not okay with...
Yeah, my family's Italian though. Well, my grandpa is. So
Nolden doesn't sound.
You're Italian.
Well, my grandpa is.
So you're not. You're like 1/16th or whatever.
I mean, I don't know how you define those things. Like, if I had to identify with a white culture, it would probably be that.
Identify? Do you identify as white?
What do you mean?
Well, yeah, of course.
I barely know if he identifies as humans.
Yeah, so yeah.
You have to pick a species before you pick a race.
No, but yeah, if I mean, I don't really identify with any sort of white culture.
I mean, you're a podcaster.
Yeah.
You're a podcaster and you post on Reddit a lot. Yeah, you do. you really, okay.
Yeah, but any sort of like ethnic white culture, I don't.
Right, well, America kind of did away with. You know,
I think it's like, fine to identify as if you're Irish and you're like from Ireland, you could be like,
that's about it. If your great grandfather had an O against his name, you're done.
Yeah, you can't be.
You're American.
You can't be American and being like, I identify as white. It's all right. Now we're getting into some weird.
That's why there's always a little bit of pushback against that Christopher Columbus Day stuff, because Italian Americans are like, that's the last thing we have or whatever.
I don't know. You have all the Sopranos. You got.
Got Godfather.
You got a lot of great. Got best food.
You know what I mean,
towns are doing great.
Yeah. So two mafia shows.
Yeah, I mean, what else do you what else? Yeah, but you guys are like, people think those criminals are cool. No one, you guys are sophisticated ones. You're wearing suits.
I don't know. Do you think that the mafia is cool?
I don't. I think I like those movies. I don't necessarily think that cool. mass murder and racketeering is cool. No. I wouldn't say that's a cool thing to do. Is making a shit ton of money off illegal.
This is one of those episodes where you're going to learn some weird shit about Cole's past. Where he's like, oh, so you think the mafia is cool?
Yeah.
So you think the killing of my uncle and his family when I was 7 years old and I had to track down the boss of the Seattle mafia and personally take out all his henchmen. You think that's cool?
That's why Cole's so quiet.
You think that's cool?
It's just that day.
What are you talking about?
What really happened to Cole's father? Just goes back. They took him into a room.
Yeah, going back to Gwyneth Paltrow, I don't know what culture she would identify with. I doubt it would be white, to be honest.
What do you mean? That's like the highest
form
of white
people. That's the most white girl shit.
It's when you're so white that you're actually leaving the plane of reality. When you're naming your kid Apple,
I feel
that's
like she's
you're
not even.
You're translucent like at that point. You're not even white.
Yeah.
So what is that though? Because I mean, American white is different. Because when I say white, I don't mean like a Russian guy, English guy. That's like
I think you're
like
so
American
bored.
White,
you're
which
so
is weird. It's like weird. Shit.
You're bored that you're just like you floated off Earth. Mm. You're just I used to work at this country club, and this one of the waiters is just this hilarious older dude. And he's like, if you look at all these single. Like older, not saying, but older wives that don't have jobs and hang out here, you could tell they've checked out. Because they haven't had to have a job in 20 years. Their brains, like, don't even fucking work anymore. Like, they just stare off in the bit. They're not here. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's kind of how Gwyneth Paltrow is. Like, they're so bored that they'll just be like, yeah, maybe you can visualize yourself.
Do you remember that she posted a tweet? She was on stage once with Hit-Boy and The Dream, I think. At a concert.
Why was she on stage with Hit-Boy?
She was at like a concert or something.
The producer? She was at a Hit-Boy concert?
Well, she was on stage and then she posted a tweet of all of them titled The N-Word in Paris for Real.
Which she said what?
She said N-Words in Paris
niggas
for Real.
Did she say nigger? Did she say nigger or did she say the N-Word?
She said, well, she asterisked the N-Word.
Well, she asterisked.
That's still pretty bad. that's still not.
But that's the equivalent of saying the N-Word on the internet, right?
Basically, yeah.
So what? But she didn't actually type it out. So that's the speech equivalent of saying the phrase.
So you think she covered her?
Yeah.
No, I'm not giving her that one.
Oh, okay.
That feels like a loophole.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. That's what being white is. That's the whole thing. Yeah, I mean, come on. Get with the program here.
How old is she again? What has she been in?
She's in Iron Man.
I know she's been in a lot of movies.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, is she the redhead
wife?
Girl?
She's a wife,
of
right?
She's the pepper lady. I don't know exactly.
Oh, damn!
What.
That's
exactly...
where the she's actually. Oh wow!
I like how this is how corruptible straight man is. Is you just see her and she looks kind of hot, and you're like, maybe she's right. Like, guys, I think we should be open to other people's opinions.
Yeah, I was like, you're like, yeah, that tweet's okay, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Cole's like, you can say the whole word.
The candle is $75, by the way.
But that's not the only thing she sells on her site. She sells a lot of kind of like self-helpy stuff. One thing she sells is a psychic vampire repellent.
Is that literally? Oh, so what is that? That's people that are supposed to drain your energy. Isn't that like the new age slang term for that kind
of? Yeah, I think so. So it's a mixture of sonically tuned water, rose water, grain alcohol, therapeutic grade oils, Reiki, sound waves, moonlight love, and charged crystals.
Okay, so halfway through, you just started saying buzzwords. Those aren't even actual words. You just started listing things white girls have said. You throw it on yourself, and it's supposed to keep like people away from you.
Yeah, you just spray it around, I guess.
You know, and, if you're doing that, you're the person that needs to be at everyone's life. No one needs to stay out of your life. You need to stay at everybody else's.
I'm sure that does work when you spray her, you know, psychic pussy vampire juice or whatever on your face. People probably do walk up to you like, that smells awful. I'm going to stay the fuck away from
it. Right. All you have to do is say that. You're like, I just brought psychic vampire repellent. You're like, I'm good. I'm out of your life. I'm done talking to you for right now. So.
Yeah. As a sidekick to the psychic vampire repellent, they also sell a chill child kid calming mist.
What's
and you just spray it around and I guess you're calms your kid.
What is it like? Is it just...
I assume it's just grinded up OxyContin.
Yeah. Which is just intense CBD oil you spray your kid.
It's just Percocet.
Yeah,
it's just sell Percocet.
Wouldn't that be great? It's just give it to the Xanax powder you throw in the kids. Just knock him out when he's being a problem. I would actually... That would make more sense than if you're literally spraying weird... Probably
spraying Reiki around
at your children. Mm.
They also they sell Body Vibe stickers. So it's $120 for a pack of stickers.
$120.
Do you feel like this should just be? There's always talk about how we don't have enough money, like to do social perk. Shouldn't this just be like Gwyneth Paltrow? Like if you pay for this shit, the government can just take all your money, right? Like this money just that goes back into the public funds. If you're paying $120 for stickers. That goes into a Medicare for all fund. You didn't need that money. Right? I think that's what we should just because this is someone's raking in all this cash.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right. So I'm saying we go to Gwyneth. We'd be like, we'll split it 50-50 with you, and we'll just subsidize healthcare with all this with the money that you're just ripping off from these people.
Yeah, it's a sticker that you put on your body, and it's supposed to rebalance the energy frequencies in your body. And they say, yeah, they say it's made from the same stuff that NASA uses to line spacesuits.
She's worth $60 million right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the company brought in $45 to $60 million alone in 2017.
No, that was probably bad. They've been...
The company is worth $28 million.
Guys, you know, I want you to know, we're making fun of someone whose company is worth $250
million. $250
million,
yeah.
So
says she is net worth of about $60 million. That's a lot of fucking money, man.
But I'm saying we're just like, how stupid and ridiculous is this? She's multimillionaire.
This is a lot.
I think that's what if you have that much money, you just get bored. There are two things. She's either so bored. That's probably a combination. She's either so bored that she's into a lot of the spirituality, believes some of it.
Maybe she's bullshitting. Yeah, you think she's just bullshitting?
I think half of it is she just knows that it.
They were sued in the state of California. The $125,000 settlement.
Yeah, no, I'll get to that. that's part of the jade egg she sells, which is she sells a jade egg that you put up your vagina. It's like a rock made of jade, and you just
like,
keep it
like
in there
the,
overnight.
Like the
stone?
Yeah,
like the rock. Throw a fucking Google jade. We need a Jamie.
Well, okay. She says these jade eggs were. They increase your vaginal muscle tone,
that
and they were.
You need to increase your vaginal muscle. What are you fucking a rock? Why are you?
She says it's on the site. It said it was these were closely guarded secrets of the Chinese concubines to tone up their vaginas for emperors.
And now you need to do it for a guy you met at
for an acoustic
Starbucks.
Guitar player.
Yeah, you met at Starbucks. You need to fucking. This seems like a horrific punishment.
Yeah, I mean, this seems like a medieval torture device.
You know what I'm saying?
The criticism on the Wikipedia page is pretty
it's about
fucking
half
long.
The page.
Pretty long. We're on the Wikipedia page right now for Gwyneth Paltrow. Let me tell you, the criticism, possibly half of her Wikipedia, for showcasing expensive products and making out-of-touch recommendations.
Her defense is that she says the products and recommendations are aspirational.
Yeah. I hope one day that you're so successful you can afford the special rock to shove for your vagina. I just hope that for you.
Is that evil, though? If you reach a certain level of success, and you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to sell bullshit because I know it makes money. Is that evil? Are you simply just... Like, if I was, like, the head of Scientology... You've seen the South Park episode of Scientology? Where, like, the guy's like, yeah, this is bullshit. We just want to make money. If that's, like, a real thing, what is actually wrong about that? Because people like it. That's why they fucking buy it. What I'm saying is, and I agree with you.
Well, I'm saying these products are.
I probably agree
with
you.
There's a lot of
impressionable, desperate
people out there.
Yeah, people are just dumb. But like, they're always going to be dumb people. So why not just sell them shit that makes
them
feel better?
Because I mean, because
it makes them feel better, does it not? Huh? Does it not make them feel better?
You're ripping people off on a cellular level.
What are they gonna spend the money? What are you gonna buy McDonald's or some shit? You're
this
buy
feels like this
too?
Conversation is happening in the back room while we're smoking cigars. You're like, well, someone's gotta have their money. God damn it! What are you talking about?
Listen, Senator Sanders, you need to drop out of this race.
But with the jade eggs or whatever, one of the criticisms was that jade as a mineral is a very porous mineral. So like bacteria gets stuck to it very easily.
Oh shit.
And so if you leave it in there, you can get a bacterial vaginosis or deadly toxic shock syndrome.
Wait, did that
That's
happen?
What happens
did
if you like leave a tampon in you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much the same thing.
So did that happen to people?
I don't know if it actually happened to people, but it's a possibility.
This you sold germy rocks for people to shove up their pussy. And she's worth $750 billion.
Yeah, and then Body Vibe stickers.
What are body? That, you still haven't explained what.
Body vibe. He did earlier. It's a sticker that you put on your body, and it makes changes your vibes from negative to positive, as stickers do. You know what, Cole? I mean, I'm changing. I think you're right. I think if you read that definition, and the first thought was I gotta have this in my life, you don't need your money.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe get your house repossessed.
We could because now you're looking at the future. I'm looking at See You in Hell Body Vibe stickers, See You in Hell Pussy Rocks. I'm looking at the future.
Of these episodes, if we had any brains, we would turn around and just make a combination of all the self-help we learned and just be millionaires. I would just be like a life coach, because every life coach is generally an insane person.
The thing is, you can't sell Body Vibe stickers unless you're wildly successful yourself.
Right.
So once the podcast becomes successful enough, we sell it to...
Because no one's buying Body Vibe stickers off like three men.
Yeah.
You know, just
yeah, just in general. just a general three men. That ain't great.
You put this rock up your pussy, it'll make
you stronger or whatever. Yeah.
If you don't leave them, call the cops.
Dude, true shit's from the Chinese, dude. They're pretty smart. I don't know if you heard. I don't know.
Can we stop? Love to worship just anything East Asia, China, India.
I don't know why people like love that. Because a lot of stuff from India, you know, all the alternative medicine, a lot of it comes from India. But I feel like India also has like the weirdest like medical cases like in the world. Like
they also just have a billion people. I think you probably have some abnormalities that come out.
Yeah, but whenever you hear of like the tree men or whatever, they're always in India.
now you sound like you're in India. They got these fucking tree men walking around.
Have you seen that shit though?
No.
You don't know what he's talking about?
I know what he's talking about.
Where they have like, I think they're warts, right? They're like warts that grow off like their hands and shit. Where there's like, it's just shit where I'm like, okay, but that's not. That's not a disease. You like kicked a witch, and now you look. There's no way that this is just. We got to examine your whole life.
When I see that, I'm just like, they're right about not drinking that water. That shit is bad. Go to
that
India.
That shit.
You bring bottled water.
Also, like, at what point do you? At what point do you go to the doctor?
The townspeople have risen with torches to kill you.
Is it like
when you're strapped up in the middle of, I imagine, a town square? To
you know what
burnt.
I'm saying? Because the first, because he's probably treated the same way like any person would. So like the first 2 weeks, you're like Tylenol cleared out.
That's all.
Tylenol and sleep will clear it out, and then a month, and you're like, maybe something.
These are awful, and it looks like a lot of different types of people.
I feel like. You should probably go before people start calling you tree man.
Yeah. Like when you're branch dude.
It is bad.
Yeah. They also promote like a lot of just bad medical advice on their blog, their little goop blog. Like their best known medical guy, Anthony Williams. It says he can scan bodies from afar with the help of a ghost and explain what ails you.
See, so do most people hear that and not think that's completely fucking insane?
That's the question, though.
So if most people do not do, because like I went to public school. I feel like any adult, if I stopped a person in the street and just read that to them, is there seriously a sizable portion of them go, oh, fuck yeah, and like pull out their wallet?
I think so. See, I'm elitist, man. So I think that a good portion, I think 65%.
65% is pretty strong.
65%.
65% of people think, oh, there's a ghost. He can channel a ghost.
See,
to
because
kids
the thing is, see,
probably more like
the thing, and optimist people like you, is you're like, no, nobody believes it. No, the people around you don't believe that. But you don't hang out with them. There's 300 million people in this fucking country. It's huge. A lot of them believe that.
It says he was born with the unique ability to converse with a high-level spirit who provides him with extraordinarily accurate health information.
I mean, this all just feels like more of a case of why we need a universal health care. The people are turning to ghosts. They're like, oh, he can channel the spirit realm. That's what I'll do.
I do feel like stuff like that is kind of a marker of just being wealthy, though.
Like, oh, I 100%, because you said people, because I feel like stuff like Trump and stuff, that, like, and that appeals more to like a lower class sensibility. But this new ageism in general, it comes from generally a very wealthy, bored type of person.
But I feel like it becomes kind of like a newish marker of wealth if you can do this.
Because
crazy
poor
shit.
People just have God. They don't need weird. They don't need Gwyneth Paltrow shit. They have their church. They have that. They have that going on. When you're, you know, you live in, like, let's say the Oak Park, Chicago suburbs, you're kind of rich. You probably don't associate with Christianity that much anymore, but you sort of still want your God hole filled. And then Gwyneth Paltrow talks about, like, when people say, I'm not, but I'm spiritual. And they start talking about, like, they just don't have that hole in their life. And then they do all wacky shit like this. And it's kind of their sort of, because.
But I feel like they kind of do it on purpose. Like, they know like normal people can't do this.
I mean, it's a fashion statement, like anything else. It's like, why people like, buy Gucci belts and stuff. It's like sort of a statement that, like, you know, you're.
I feel like a lot of this new age stuff is just kind of like a state, like having like facials with like I think Kim Kardashian has them with like blood or something.
there's no way that's just facials with blood.
To be fair, that it would surprise me if she did. It would surprise me if she did.
She's literally
big. Surprise me if they don't just pick a random kid off the streets of LA. Drain him.
So Kim Kardashian gets a vampire facial, which is a blood facial.
Vampire facial.
And she posted a blood covered selfie to her Instagram account.
And what blood is it?
I don't know.
She looks like she just caught out of the Armenian genocide.
Whose blood is it?
Looks like she just walked off the fucking battlefield in Syria. What the fuck is going on here?
It's not on the towels. Whose blood is that?
The working people.
I don't know. I don't know if they bring in
like
their own.
I think they like prick your face. No
I
way
think I'm do. Done looking at this. I think you're right though, Cole. I think it's definitely once you reach a certain level of rich.
Oh yeah, it's your own blood.
But I feel like they know that stuff doesn't do anything, and they're just showing off. Like, look at all this.
No.
Weird,
I think it's 50-50. I think it's they're very impressionable. You know what I mean? I don't think they do necessarily know it doesn't do anything. I feel like they have a God hole because there's not the standard Christianity or any other religion in their life. So Gwyneth Paltrow comes with like Eastern and it's all mystical and they don't necessarily, I don't think they do know. They consider themselves educated. That's why they like don't.
Kind of. I do feel like you were talking before, like some people flex their money in certain ways. And I feel like
this is, there's, that's definitely part of it.
This is them flexing their money in a way that I don't understand.
Even when I go to, like, a fucking Whole Foods, I literally am like, how do you people afford
it? What's that place you took us to, that dystopian shit?
Oh, yeah, you know, Cole, like, took us to a level of rich store.
This fucking rich ass downtown place.
You could buy wine
place.
While you're waiting in line to,
bro,
drink oysters.
Bro, it's rich white women walk around drinking wine. All the employees are black people, like, stocking shelves. And I was like, this is a plantation.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of evil shit is
no,
this?
Yeah. That's basically
old,
everywhere,
like,
in Chicago.
Like, 70-year-old black man, like, breaking his back, trying to lift box, where a white woman is shopping for cereal and Swedish while she drinks her fucking white wine.
And that's Gwyneth Paltrow's demographic. If you're just wondering who it is, it's the drinking wine while if you're drinking wine while shopping rich, that's when the crystals come
into play. Yeah, the last time I went to Walmart, I didn't see someone drinking wine while shopping, but I did see someone with a whole rotisserie chicken eating it while they were shopping. Just picking off pizzas of chicken.
That is... I've seen that on a train. I walked on the train one time, and it just smelled... It smelled weird. And then I look, and there's a guy just eating it. And he's sitting, like, in between people. And he has, like, a rotisserie chicken just out.
I think rotisserie chicken, one of the gross... Like, I think it's good. One of the grossest things to eat. One of the
why do you say that?
Just, it's so fucking slimy. If you're eating
it
publicly,
very, like, violently, this used to be a dead animal.
it's still its carcass. It looks like a wild animal.
And I
might
feel
as well
like
just take off your clothes, cover yourself in its blood.
I feel like too many people think rotisserie chicken is like finger food. When it's
not,
like,
no, it's totally, it's not. It's a fork and knife activity.
Not even, it's a family, it's a fucking chicken. It's not like a sandwich. This is something you like feed like for me. This is a fucking chicken.
I used to get a lot of rotisserie chickens.
By yourself? That is not a one.
Food for like 2.5 days.
That is not
days,
a one person meal, man. That okay for 2.5 days, that's one thing. But if you're just like chilling, like I'm gonna just slam this. I'm gonna just slam.
That's a dark evening. I would say that's even.
I'm gonna slam this whole animal by
myself.
That's
even sadder than like getting like a KFC bucket. At least the KFC bucket is good.
And it's fried.
Like, why'd you do that? Why not? You might as well just have fun if you're gonna fucking be alone and shovel food in your mouth.
It's not like chicken wings. No, you're having to like break bone.
Boston Market never really took off.
Boston Market. I used to have a lot of Boston Market growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
There's like one Boston Market for me. I see them once every like.
It's like,
three
it's like poor fans. If we're going out to eat, we go out to Boston Market.
Right, but that's because it's not like
I think
a fast
it never
food.
Took off.
It's not. What'd you say?
It never took off because it. It has no identity. What is Boston Market?
Existential insult for a restaurant. I was saying just because rotisserie chicken isn't casual food, you're like, it has no identity.
But honestly,
what is mission statement?
What about it is Boston?
Yeah, nothing, right?
Yeah. I don't know. She just sells a bunch of wellness products, but apparently a lot of the wellness products that she sells also appear on InfoWars.
Hey, isn't horseshoe theory is accurate, buddy? You go to either extreme, you end up in the same place, and that's shilling supplements to poor viewers.
So, but if you like look at the products, they have like the like kind of like male female branding, like difference. Like it's the same supplements, but on Gwyneth Paltrow's site, it's called like "Why Am I So Tired?" versus InfoWars, it's called like "Brain Force."
Yeah. Do you think they just meet up in an abandoned warehouse somewhere and it's like Alex Jones and Gwyneth Paltrow and they just laugh, sitting with piles of money? They're like, which bullshit are you peddling again? You're like, I'm saying we're making the frogs gay.
Maybe it's like some Mafioso Wars shit where he's
I got this district
like,
covered.
He said, I saw a Goop store popped up in Nebraska lately. And she's like, we need to expand our business. He's like, you stick to LA, we're going to have a problem.
That's kind of but that's a different type of crazy disenfranchised, you know what I mean? Where you get they probably get all their news from one place, and that sells them to like, especially with echo chambers. They probably live in this sort of like new agey world. And then if you're into Alex Jones, you don't trust mainstream shit either. So that's where the new age stuff meet. It's like a hatred. We have like a real rebellion against established things.
I do find it kind of funny though that supplements unites like the left and the right. Like that's like the stupidest thing in the world. But like, yeah, like you can imagine like one of those like stupid little stories where like, you know, like a right wing and left person date, they argue over everything and then they come home and find their common ground is they each taking the same stupid supplement.
Bullshit supplement sold to you by a false prophet.
That's nice to know that we are united as a country. You know, no matter where you are, political spectrum, how extreme things have gotten. Just remember, you are American and you are stupid. You are probably.
Well, also, you're at the end of the day, you're a mindless consumer. Right? That's what you have to remember. Okay?
Probably,
right, left, you solely
you are
exist
probably an idiot.
For people to con you out of your money.
You're a customer.
Yeah.
You are the worst insult I could think of. You are a customer.
But some of the other like different brandings of the same thing. They have moon juice versus caveman formula. Yeah, then they had a sun potion versus wake up America.
That's so funny. Wake up America juice.
And then the last one, the same supplement on Goop, it's called sex dust, and on InfoWars it's super male virility.
So which ones are we gonna try?
You want some supplements?
Well, yeah, wait. Yeah, how are we?
Yeah, this is kind of expensive, man. Are you expecting us to like buy some of this shit?
No, I was thinking.
So, since you moved out to California, you've kind of lost some of the coal funding. Some of the coal funding that's kind of filled this
podcast.
Sometimes
we don't even go out to eat afterwards. You know, we used to record the podcast. We don't even eat steak that you grilled before. I mean, it's hard.
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't know, maybe I'll send you guys some psychic vampire repellent thing. That was the cheapest thing. It was like $20, which is still outrageous.
Fucking
for water. All it is water. It's smelly water, basically. Oh my God. But they do have the Goop Lab here in LA, and I was thinking me and Shosh might visit it.
Oh, you got to go to the Goop Lab. Go to the Goop Lab and do a live stream, or at least take photos and put it on our social media page.
Yeah, we'll come back. I know Shosh kind of wanted to try the jade egg thing. I don't know why, but she was.
You're gonna kill your girlfriend over a podcast. Your girlfriend is gonna die over.
The whole time we made fun of it for 20 minutes. You're like, by the way, the person I trust most of my life is interested in it. So
I'm on Goop right now. One of these, we could buy some supplements. $90. Oh, so the why am I so effing tired that you talked about? This is Goop Wellness. $90, or if you have a subscription. I don't know how much the subscription is because it says it's only $75 with subscription.
So, oh, well,
I don't know.
5% off.
I don't know how.
Got a subscription.
I don't know how that is somehow like a steal.
Why am I so fucking tired? Probably because you're working 3 jobs. Paper.
She also sells, so here's some of her products. She sells a $160 wooden spoon set, which is like 5 wooden spoons. Nothing even like special about them or anything.
Wooden spoons. This just feels like a prank. It feels like an elaborate, like almost, what are those like public pranks that they pull on people? You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like kind of a, yeah. Like a, it's performance art almost.
She sells an $84 water bottle that just has like a crystal embedded in the center. And you get, I guess when you drink it, you get all the powers of the crystal. She has a $350 straw, which when you drink things through it, it pulls out the toxins of the thing that you drink. One of her gift guides...
Wait, no. You know, we're being silent while you're saying completely insane thing. So there's a almost $400 straw that when if you drink stuff out of it, pulls the toxins out of it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just so we're on the same... What would happen if you drank like Mountain Dew? Would it just burst into flames? Like, what would it do?
Yeah. She has like gift guides every year. On one of her gift guides, she had $1,000 toilet paper, which I don't even know. $1,000 toilet paper might be the literal definition of wasting your money.
$1,000 toilet paper.
I mean, yeah, that's you're literally
wipe it on my ass.
I think $1,000 toilet paper is more expensive than using like hundreds to wipe your.
<It's> like, you might as well.
Yeah. But unfortunately, it seems like because people criticize Goop all the time and it only grows bigger. She's basically immune to criticism.
Soon the entire United States will be consumed by Goop.
Yeah. I feel like it is kind of a good name because it reminds me of like the blob and no matter what you do to it. It just like
it
keeps
just
growing.
Keeps I mean, it's a $250 million con. So to everyone listening, think about all the shit we've read. A straw that just takes all the toxins out of everything you automatically drink. Stickers that change your vibe. $250 million company.
Yeah.
And there's like no good things that come from this country. It's just, not this country, but...
The company. That, yeah, at least there's not even a single
calm
this
down,
is
Senator Warren.
Because it's all like misinformation and like it's all built on making you kind
of
feel.
Some of the clothes are decent.
Oh, some of the clothes are decent? Shut up, Kwame. Get some the fuck off the computer.
Some of the clothes are okay.
But I feel like all the wellness stuff is always like built off making you kind of feel bad. Like, they want you to feel bad about some vague something.
I mean, that's literally a lot of our economy, though, is like, you know, trying to fulfill a whole, like, there's something wrong with, if you had everything, you wouldn't need to buy anything.
Yeah. Well, Goop, they got the Netflix deal. I don't know.
This feels like Cole's going to say, he's saying this in front of a bottle of gin. What am I doing? Whatever I do, Goop keeps winning. I try to make podcasts and show the world. What can I do?
Damn Goop.
Damn you, Goop. Damn you! You're screaming at the store in the middle of the night.
I feel like her show is actually kind of doing what our podcast does, but in the totally opposite. Like they're checking out all these alternative things, but
they're like,
isn't this awesome? This is amazing.
Like this isn't based in any science whatsoever. Isn't this just phenomenal?
Yeah, me and Shosh will go to the heart of the Goop Labs.
You need to put a bomb in. You're gonna put a button.
You're gonna disappear. This is gonna be the last time we see you.
No. What it's gonna be is
kill you, reprocess your body, goop water and some shit and sell it to people.
It's gonna be like the I Am Legend scene where like he looks back at everyone outside, he pulls a grenade and runs at Gwyneth Paltrow because he knows if you kill the queen, the rest of the followers become powerless. You just see Gwyneth Paltrow die, and millions of people are like, "Oh wait, you ever think about it? Just doesn't make any sense." Everyone's.
I can come back from the Gwyneth Paltrow lab just completely rebuilt. I have like long blonde hair. Somebody help me. Somebody help me. See you and help with a P. Coming back this week, Goop, coming on to Netflix in a couple weeks or so.
The beginning of the end.
Everything will be good.
That really is. Like, it's like a countdown to the end of the world.
Oh, by 2040, every company is just going to be Disney or Goop.
Right.
And Disney and Goop will be the only two.
No, we're going to be working for Goop. We're going to have Goop t-shirts on. Dude, they're going to buy out this podcast. Didn't you say that the Radical Honesty podcast... The thing that we reviewed followed us on social media?
Yeah, they followed us on Instagram and
Twitter. Long till the lawsuit comes?
I don't know. If one person would appreciate us just saying whatever, it's him,
I think if
right?
they were like, hey, they were being funny, we didn't really mean anything, they're objectively powerless people.
You want to grovel to the Radical Honesty? First of all, that's not honest.
Yeah, that's true.
Why?
Yeah, no, but I mean, he's... We're just offering our honest opinion of
that's
it.
True.
So
we're just following
there's nothing,
his book.
Is he pretty popular?
Yeah, 1,000 followers on Instagram.
So no. That's like a chubby girl from middle school.
I was going to say, yeah, there's like freshman high school.
Yeah, you got like 5,000. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But yeah, they're following us. Maybe they like us. I don't know. Maybe he's into
what
this
if
whole
like,
thing.
Ruined his life? He's like, you're right. It is stupid. He starts having an existential crisis. He's like crying.
He should be in jail, though, honestly. So.
Like how we were just joking around, and Cole's like, he deserves prison time.
You went to the office, right? You went to the Goop office?
I went to the heart of Goop land.
Where is it at? It's in L.A. Of course it's in L.A.
So me and my girlfriend went, and she's biracial.
And you feel the need to say that a lot.
Yeah, is that what he says every time he says my girlfriend?
Yeah. This is like a weird humble brag.
Right? He's at work, and he's like, you live alone? He was like, I live with my girlfriend, biracial.
Yeah.
And
No, it figures more in the, because she was,
story.
Yeah, because she didn't feel very comfortable in.
To be fair, would any sane person feel comfortable in this? White or not, I feel like, was she the only person even who can even remotely be in the sun for a while at the Goop place?
There? Yeah, basically. Like, literally.
I would think they have, like a barrier. Like, she would try to, just like a force field. Like, she tries to walk in and she, like, breaks her nose.
It would be great. She can't even see it. Yeah, like, you have any. I don't know what you're talking about, Coldplay.
Yeah, so we took a bus there. The bus, of course, doesn't go all the way there because they don't want those people, like, getting there. So
it'd be great
off.
If you have to like Uber to like a secret bridge, you give a password, and then they open up like a bush. It's like an underground.
I'm not gonna lie, if I was rich though, man, I'd be a damn bus, man. If your car is worth less than $20,000, you better not be driving in my car.
Yeah, so we got off the bus. It was a 30-minute hike to get to Goop from the bus station. We walked progressively, you know, the places got bigger, cars got nicer, yeah, people got wider until we made it to.
That really is this sounds like something paradise for like a racist in the 1940s. The cars got nicer, the people got wider, it was finally over.
Yeah, so we walked there, kept walking through the 30-minute path, and then we emerged into like this
30-minute
like
path.
This.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
You're going on a quest?
And we had to answer 3 riddles to get into the Goop building.
2 guards stood by the doorway. One told lies. The other only the truth.
We merged into like this little type of...
You have to like walk on your hands and knees before. It's to cleanse you of all negative energy.
Yeah. But so we walked there and then we walked into the Goop area. It was just like, it was just a small little storefront that housed all their like what they sell on the website, basically.
Oh, it wasn't like a big like headquarters thing?
I thought it would be like Gwyneth Paltrow, just all glowing, and then a bunch of tubes hooked up to her, just taking her life source into a bunch of. She's like an entity. You could ask her whatever you want.
And then you walk in, there's no one at the counter. You're like, how do I order? And the voice in your head is like, you've already been ordering.
Yeah, yeah.
As soon as you step through the doorway, our goof pathway has worked its way into your brain. Yeah. Decide which product works best for you.
Yeah, basically. You don't even leave. You just wake up in your bed later. You don't even, you're like, what the fuck?
You wake up, you look at your bank account. You're like, I spent $900.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Everyone there, I don't know what it is. I've been in a couple like a makeup, like skincare type places with Shosh, but there's like this new thing where like all the workers at those places just wear like a single color jumpsuit.
Like a cult.
We went into one.
Yeah. 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 That's what we like to call a cult. Something yeah, about, I think, uniformity and destroying the idea of self is very important in some of these groups.
Yeah. So they had on all blue jumpsuits. Solid. It kind of reminds me of, like, you know, like the henchmen in Spy Kids or something.
Oh, literally?
Like that.
They looked like supervillains from a children's movie. and they have the answers to life.
There were better references you could have picked for jumpsuits. It's like the henchmen from Spy Kids in a long time.
Yeah, Spy Kids.
So what henchmen you're talking about? What are the henchmen in Spy Kids?
You remember Spy Kids.
Hey, I remember the thumb people from Spy Kids. They used to scare me as a kid.
That shit was weird.
That was fucking frightening, man.
I don't know. Only children's movies really have henchmen, I feel.
There's henchmen and Batman and shit.
But that's also kind of kiddy stuff. Like comic books.
You have a sad, large class of adults that would disagree.
All right.
It's fucking, let me tell you, there are heated debates going on after the latest Joker movie.
It was crazy. I mean, it's fine. You can like popcorn shit. That's fine. I like dumb popcorn shit. But I had like adults that I know who were like, I cried at the end of Avengers. And I was like, you are 27.
Yeah.
You have, the fuck are you talking?
Yeah. I would cry watching someone cry at the end of the event. Like, that would make me want to cry. If I saw a grown man cry at the end of a comic book movie, I'd be like, oh, that's his whole thing. Oh, well, to be fair, Robert Downey Jr., that was kind of sad. Do you see the movie?
Yes,
was
it's not sad. What is?
He's just gonna come back at some point.
Yeah, first, like, they all come back. They like had to. They took the risk of killing him off. Like, no, Robert Downey Jr. was like, I'm not fucking doing this anymore. And so you had to get, what the fuck? Are you
Robert
talking
Downey
about?
Jr. was about to relapse. He had to do another 27 fucking.
He's like, yeah, I'm not gonna be known as just Iron. People don't even say my name.
Really?
To be fair, I think he is just Iron Man.
I would have also believed that Robert Downey Jr. thing if his next role wasn't Dr. Doolittle.
Is he playing Dr. Doolittle?
Yeah.
Come the fuck
it
on.
It just came.
What's the point of getting sober if it's to play Dr. Doolittle? Like, isn't there more honor in, like, heroin at that point?
That being said, that kind of sounds like a very sober guy thing to do. Like
I'm going
to
go play Dr.
Like,
Doolittle.
Like, we want you to play this drug addict. He's like, actually, I can only play roles that don't have alcohol or drugs involved now.
You got Dr. Doolittle. Yeah, that's about it. You got Dr. Doolittle, or you could play a corpse in the casket. In a movie about a cooler person.
Why? Dr. Doolittle isn't even like a cherished. No one gives
no one gives a
they,
fuck
they
about
keep remaking
Dr. Doolittle.
Movies where I'm like, we're you don't need Dr. to do this. I
feel like we're done. We've like maxed out on ideas as a culture. And we're like, we're just going back to like, hey, can we make another Blade Runner? Like in a Hollywood office, they're like, can we just, we were remake, all we have to do is make like two more remakes and then the world will be over for climate change. So yeah, they're just kind of killing time.
I think this is also like the fifth Dr. Doolittle. I think Eddie Murphy was in the Dr. Doolittle.
Like Star Wars 27 as and in the middle of it, as we're disappointed, a tidal wave will come in and kill everyone in the theater.
Dr. Doolittle sucks.
I'm it's pretty sure every single Dr. Doolittle bombed in the box office.
Yeah,
just
the
keep
last
trying
one
to
it was like who'd they get the last, it was Eddie Murphy.
Was it Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
I thought it was,
yeah,
Will Smith.
Eddie
was Eddie Murphy?
No, they couldn't get, I don't think Will Smith was that low at that point. Will Smith is like, I'm still pretty. It was like Eddie Murphy, and he's like, I could talk to monkey. And it was bad. It was fucking awful.
It's not a crazy, like in 1925, that's a crazy, oh, what if you could talk to him? And now it's like, well, I've seen crazy shit. Like, you can't, right. Dr. Doolittle isn't going to fucking spark my interest. You know what I mean?
It'd be great, yeah, if like it wins an Oscar. Like Dr. Doolittle, like Beth film. We're all like, dude, it was fucking great.
You know what's supposed to be amazing?
I want a really revolutionary Dr. Doolittle where he talks to animals. And then he gets like five people with AKs to break into like a medical testing facility and like free primates and shit. And if we're making a Dr. Doolittle, I want them to fucking cap someone at Arson Farms.
The newest Dr. Doolittle should be more like Schindler's List, I feel, where he's like, I could have saved more.
Yeah,
than like he's going, more. He's getting them out of factories and stuff. Like,
yeah,
that. That might win.
Yeah, I want the beginning to really start with him ski mask on, walking out of a facility that's about to blow up. That's what.
Have you? What's it called? The one children's movie is supposed to be like one of the best movies ever. Paddington.
Oh,
the British like bear movie. Paddington.
I heard it's a real heartstring.
Paddington
movie.
One and two have.
That seems like a movie I'd be like drunk alone in my house, and I'd be like, I'm not gonna watch Pat. And then I'm like, I watch Paddington, and I'm sobbing.
They're both on Rotten Tomatoes, like, you know, against the critics' reviews. They're both rated higher than The Godfather.
What?
Paddington
the bear.
Paddington 1 and 2. Paddington 1 is one is great, and then Paddington 2 is supposed to be
higher than a classic film of all time.
It won the British version of the Academy Awards. It won like best actor and best screenplay. The
film about a fucking teddy bear.
Paddington 2 is supposed to be amazing.
Unless Paddington's son gets murdered in a horrible mob act.
I'm gonna watch this. Apparently, they said at one point, the second where he goes to jail is like a big part of it.
God,
it's supposed to be.
Wait, the bear goes to jail?
Yeah, he gets arrested.
There's actually a big criticism of prison and prison rights in Paddington.
In Paddington? What the fuck? What the fuck is going on here?
That's what it's all about, actually. Just an expose of the British prison system.
That is completely wild.
I couldn't take British prisoners seriously. I'm in prison and you're like, give me a mash, I'll stab you. Get the fuck out of my
head. You fucking cartoon character. Shut up. Yeah, come on. It's hard to take. He's like a British gangster. They don't have guns over there, too. It's like, would you stab someone with a spork? Fucking loser.
Yeah. It's knives and acid over there. That's what they use.
They do acid attacks. They'll burn people's faces.
You know what they do call British criminals? The Irish. So
that is this podcast takes a very pro IRA stance. We're gonna cut that out. That is not going in there.
Yeah, Paddington's actually a member of the IRA.
Paddington is just blowing up fucking Catholic churches.
Had to assassinate
the
Prime Minister.
Yeah, he's got the green. Paddington's I won't last till all of Ireland is free.
That's the tearjerker, because you watch Paddington die over a month as he goes on a hunger strike. That's why it's so fucking sad.
Yeah, so we went to the Goop Labs. Everyone dressed up jumpsuits. Everything, I don't know, it's always kind of deceiving at first because everything is branded like super well. So it kind of hides the veneer of like, the BS that the actual product, like,
well,
if you read the products.
All those places, they look super, like, we're kind of dumb. We like, if anything looks very official and expensive, we think, therefore, why would someone put effort into something that's clearly bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
So that fool, so you go to the website for any, like, sort of completely fake thing, like Goop, and it looks very professionally made. You're going to find articles and people to back it up. So if you're, like, just a, you know, person who's looking into this, you're like, sure. Where, and you go to the store, and what, there's a $200 vial of, like, fucking witch tears or something you could throw on yourself, you know?
Witch tears.
I mean, that's the equivalent of what it is. I mean, it's literal modern-day snake oil.
They've done, people are just dumb. They've done fucking studies that show, like, if you give people like Dasani water and then you put like Fiji or like some other like expensive
Fiji
water.
Water's great. People, I always thought Fiji water was bullshit.
But if you get people the same water and put them in like different bottles, one's higher branded, and you drink it and ask them to describe it, like, this one just has like a clearer taste. Yeah. And you're like, it's the same thing. And they're like, well, and, you know, and their brain like goes fucking broken.
One of the most important books I read is how we actually decide, before we see the evidence, we've already made our decision, and we just take evidence to fit the decision we've already made.
There's also this study that shows, like, if you already believe something and then someone like gives you evidence to counteract it,
yeah, like,
you're like,
well, fuck, I'm gonna go research my view and like reinforce it.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I mean, I think a lot of this shit's like whether you it's not even a proof thing, because they just it's like a religion. They're like into it. They have money. They throw it at the Goop, makes them feel better. You know what? Goop is such an opt title for this thing. Because it's just Goop. It's just trash.
You know what I'm saying?
It's Goop. It's sludge. Goop. It's bullshit.
It really is what I think 95% of the products we're sold should have to legally be called Goop.
Goop. It's fucking Goop. It's you go Goop. To the Goop store and you're like, hey, do you have any extra money? And you're like, yeah. And you're like, here's some fucking Goop, you idiot.
Yeah.
At the Goop store, when you're at the checkout line, someone should have to spit in your face and go, you're fucking welcome,
Arby's
Goop.
Burger King. You're like, can I get Goop? And
can I get the Goop combo?
That should be what that's where the language is. It's just, you don't even get to order stuff. You just go in and say, goop, and he goes, goop. goop.
That's it. It's all fun. 90% of things are goop. just trash, sludge you put in your body. So you know what? If you want to spend $200 on what psychic vampire ward away, hey, do that.
Do whatever you want. Like I said, I
gotta be clear. You could donate that money to save children in parts of the world. Mm. Oh man. Well, so you went to the heart of the beast. You went to Goop. It looked official. It looked kind of just, I imagine, like a regular Whole Foods.
Yeah. So I don't know. They'd have a like a $100 detox thing. You know, they promise like detox isn't a real thing. Like there's no toxins that.
Right. Everyone's throwing the word toxin around right. All the time. And it's like, hey, if you're into detoxing, you probably eat like a super healthy diet.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
Yeah.
So like, what the fuck do you need to detox from your system?
Like it's just, all it is like $100 like laxative basically. Yeah. Everything there is super expensive. Kind of a weird store. There's like a kitchen area and then like a wellness area and stuff. There's like vibrators in there as two, like three shelves away from the kitchen area.
So vibrators are goop.
Yeah. They have like kind of cutesy names like fireman or millionaire or tennis instructor.
Those aren't cutesy names. It's hilarious. That the things a woman were to, it's like the ideal man, millionaire, tennis instructor, fire. That really in that order is people you'd like.
And then, we did see the wooden, we saw the wooden spoon there, but it was $240.
Okay.
Which is
a deal.
What does it do?
It's a spoon that's made out of wood, right?
Yeah.
What else does it need to? You know, so like when you know when you're eating with a spoon, but you're like, what if it was made out of wood?
It's like craftsmanship because it's like slightly uneven, the handle, you know?
Oh, so it's also shitty to use.
Yeah.
It also just doesn't work.
No. Pay more money to role play as an Amish person. That's really what you need to do.
Yeah. So everything there is just super expensive. Sho said she felt just uncomfortable being in the store.
Right. It probably felt a little get out esque, right?
Yeah. Well, we were like walking past some storefronts and like well, as we were walking by, like this lady like basically put her head to the glass of the storefront and just like watched us as we walked by.
Okay.
It was kind of weird.
Okay.
We don't get many outsiders here.
Yeah. Are you about goop?
Oh, Shosh picked up some chapstick. I picked up some of that chill kid water. The chapstick was cheap. It was like $3. Shosh actually went back to get some more.
Well, so they do, guys, they do sell some decent chapstick. Okay, we will give them that. They can do that.
Yeah, $3. It wasn't bad. I picked up some
chapstick for in LA.
What do you mean? It's super dry here.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like humid.
No.
Oh,
okay. No, it's like, well, we have fires all the time. They just suck the water out of there.
How is that? Is that scary that you know what I mean? The world is burning.
They're not ever that close. I don't think LA itself has ever been on fire.
Oh, but when there's ash in the air, that's still pretty close.
Yeah, that's what the chapstick's for, to protect from all that.
You're
all
like,
that
yeah,
stuff.
I mean, the Uber's more expensive that day.
Yeah, so that was, I don't know. It's a bunch of just BS, you know, high expensive BS. Potentially dangerous stuff, too, like we talked about, the Jade Egg stuff. But they got their Netflix show, so, I don't know. Kind of jealous of Goop.
Oh, yeah,
end.
Very jealous of Goop. They're a $250 million company.
Yeah, so that's why I'm announcing I'm joining Goop.
Yeah, and we're all joining. Actually, I'll See You and Help has become a Goop subsidiary. And every week, we will review a Goop item, tell you how it works. Well, stop making fun of it. The only fun to make is with Goop. Okay, and yeah, so that's, you can really look forward to that. We're going to have a lot of new things in the catalog.
Yeah,
we're actually moving our headquarters to the inside of Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina. Very preem real estate is where we're going. Yeah, and at night we sleep in designated Goop cages, which is an
my
honor.
Name is actually just Goop now, too.
Yeah, no, I'm Goop number two, Goop number three. Goop. We're all Goop. We're going to shave our heads and actually just sit in jumpsuits. And then, yeah, and that's it. That's Goop wins, dude. Goop wins.
Yeah, there should be a new Occupy Wall Street, but it's just Occupy Goop.
We should go.
That's how,
but then we'd be, we'd all be tricked into just believing Goop if we protested there.
Yeah. She hires her own like private police force.
And she literally could. $150 million, she could destroy us. Do you understand? She could take $1 million, throw it at us, and it wouldn't make a dent in her life.
Her Goop police force would just be spraying like some weird shit, though. Like,
just a bunch of like male yoga instructors trying to hit us with like the sticks they play bass with.
Thank you.